You're listening to the Full Tilt Boogie Show on the World Generation Podcast Network. Portions of this broadcast have been pre-recorded.
Show. I am Chuck Amok, and with me, as always, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the resident watchdog, Christian. What's going on, my brother? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, my brother. I heard that those punks over at an AEW down I follow called us fucking punks. They better not see us in a dark alley somewhere.
Yeah, that's right, because we fight dirty. They think they fight dirty on their little show over there. We're the real ones. we're brutal. Listen, man, how are you doing tonight? And you know, and by the way, we were late, and we make no apologies. Yeah, you know, we were late. We couldn't get Christian's harness off. You know, he jets in and parachuted down to the roof of the building here. And, you know, he's sitting right beside me, you know. Yeah. He jetted down and landed on the roof, and we couldn't get his harness from, you know, the parachute off. So we were a little late. But we make no apologies, right, Christian?
Yeah, fuck the apologies. We don't apologize for nothing. We do what we want to do.
That's right. That's how we roll here at Full Tilt Boogie, baby. With Chuck Amuck and Christian from Philly. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's great of you to join us. We appreciate you tolerating us and joining us each and every week. And by the way, we have new countries on board. Afghanistan is now on board, as is North Korea. So North Korea and Afghanistan, yeah, welcome to the boogie, the audience, the boogie. Yeah.
Welcome
obviously.
To the ride.
Right? Jump in.
So,
Jump in the car, baby.
So before we start the show, I have one piece of news that happened recently, and it's very tragic.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Do tell.
Well, recently there was a K-pop show, you know, those K-pop boy bands, right? You know them?
Right.
You know, they perform.
Okay.
Tragedy struck. They're not dead, thank God. Hopefully, no, they're not dead, but they're injured. What happened was there was this huge television screen hanging on the ceiling. You know those LED TVs that show the dancers where the people are sitting in the audience, so they couldn't see
right.
the dancers. The TV fell on three dancers. It fell on top of them. One of them
oh my God.
Landed on a guy's. One of them let it on a guy's head or throat. I couldn't tell which. That guy right now is in a coma.
Oh, my God. Wow. Where was this at?
It was at a K-pop show.
And for those of us who don't know, K-pop, is that a band or is it a – what is
it? It's Korean pop stars, you know.
So it's like the whole generation of Korean pop stars.
Yeah, it was a boy band show, and three people were injured. Two laid on their backs, but the one is the serious one. He's in a coma.
Man, that is.
I honestly thought the poor man died because I honestly thought the TV landed on his throat.
Wow. So no, I am not aware of that, except I see it on Variety. I actually see it now that I looked into it. It's everywhere. I was not aware of this, so thank you for filling us in. Sad way to start the news. I do not know this group or this band, but darn, our sympathy and our condolences and our sympathies go out to the people that were injured. And also, we wish them a speedy recovery. And, man, this could – so is there – something, do we know what happened yet, or is it just something that they're still trying to figure out?
We have no idea at this time what happened, what caused the TV screen to fall, but I'm telling you this right now, someone's going to get fucking sued for this, and someone's going to get fired for this.
Yeah, I would imagine, or at least I would hope. You know, I don't know, in this day and age, though, someone might get charges. And of course,
yeah,
if it was intentional, there would be an investigation, obviously. And if it's found that it was intentional, because, you know, it's not far-fetched in this era, then there, you know, will be charges. And we'll see how it develops. And you know what? We'll report on this in the weeks to follow. We'll keep you posted. But thank you for that bit of news, Christian. Giant LED screen falls and injures two dancers at concert for Hong Kong boy band Mirror. Is their name. This happened Thursday night, and two performers were injured after they were hit by a giant LED screen that fell from the ceiling. Of course, it was a shocking incident, and yes, it was caught on video, and the video footage has gone viral. So there you go. Listeners, you can listen in. And if you want to call in tonight, It's 619-924-0815 to call me.
I'm sorry for everybody if I brought down the mood, but this was important news that I had to bring up today.
Yes. And we appreciate that, Christian, as always. So, yes, thank you for that. And I've actually added it to the episode info so that we'll have it. So going forward with the show, let's go ahead and get started, actually keep going. And let's do this with Brittany Griner. Are you aware of this lady basketball player, Brittany Griner?
No, I am not familiar with this. Do tell, who is she?
Well, she is a figure in basketball, a women's basketball, who she's an American professional basketball player. And she plays for a Russian league. And apparently she was over there. This happened a while back, like several months ago, I guess. She was over there, going back over there to Russia to play with her team because she plays in a Russian league in Russia. Okay. So she had some, allegedly had some drugs in her suitcase.
Oh.
It was some liquid marijuana that's, you know, very powerful. Nevertheless, they busted her with it. Apparently. And so she's been in trials and whatnot. And like her main trial is coming up, like right around the corner, like a few days away, I believe.
Yeah.
I think they said something like August 3rd or something. Don't quote me on that, but I digress. Nevertheless, there has been offers now from the U.S. Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, has offered to trade an arms dealer for the safe return of Brittany Griner. And so that's where we're at with that. What are your thoughts on this? If she, I mean, they say they got her on this, you know, crime with illegal drugs at the airport. It happened at the airport where she landed, no less. So what are your thoughts on all this?
Well, she has no one to blame but herself for this because why would you bring drugs in an airport? You know you're going to get caught with the extra.
Man, I know.
You know that, right?
Like, yeah, it's a, you know, you have to know this, bro. If you don't know this, darn. Shouldn't, I mean, you're a professional basketball player. Shouldn't there be people consulting her? Hey, look, you know, I don't know. I'm not accusing you of anything, but just so you know, don't bring anything. I mean, you know what I mean?
Nobody should even be telling her this. She should know by herself.
You know, I mean, there you go. That's one point of view. And I don't disagree with it, actually. I don't. In fact, I actually applaud you for that. That's a strong point of view. I'm sure that a lot of people don't like it. Actually, that's the reason why this is happening so fast is because, you know, people are urging. They're like, they're desperately urging. They've turned her into a pop culture star or some type of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Over this. And now, like, the media is always, they always have her in the news. There's been people that are held in, there are people being held right now and by other countries that nobody ever talks about. But all of a sudden, this one, they got to bring her home.
Yeah.
And they got to do it immediately. Is what they're trying to do. Apparently, they have offered up an arms dealer in exchange.
Yeah.
However, there's more news in another development on that. The Russian requests are now counter-offering, apparently.
Really?
They are requesting that they add a convicted murderer as well to the prisoner swap. So all this because this lady decided to take, you know, a vial of some liquid marijuana, allegedly, you know, into another country. And now we are giving up a convicted murderer, apparently. Well, that's the proposal from Russia.
Like, this is like a trade-off, right? Like,
yeah, a trade-off.
One person for the other.
Right. And so, I don't know. It looks like it's going, I don't know.
At that point, I would stop negotiations. That's non-negotiable. I'm sorry. Like, one person is guilty of smuggling liquid marijuana, all right? That's tame compared to a convicted murderer.
It pales in comparison.
Yeah, so that's where I stopped negotiating at that point.
And that's the, you know, that's the Russians being the Russians. This is what they
yeah.
do. And, of course, you know, they were blaming Donald Trump for Russian collusion, but in the end, it was actually Hillary's people that paid some Russians to create this phony dossier that they gave Trump fucking hell. He should get a fucking do-over.
Yeah.
For that fucking, for the horrible way they fucking treated him. They tore him down, up and down the media over this Russian bullshit. And it was all just a bunch of bullshit from the beginning. And Hillary Clinton was at the bottom of it. Don't you know? But, you know, this is what the Russians do. They're shady, you know. They never said a thing about it. But I digress. Let's move forward. So Brittany Griner, we'll see what happens, and we will keep you developed. This story has been going on already for several weeks. She's been in the news several weeks now. Mainstream news, no less, obviously, because this is what they talk about instead of the, you know, real issues. Now we're at the point where their backs are against the wall, man. They're probably going to give in and give up this convicted murder. I would say they're going to give in and give up this convicted murder. It'll probably take place in the middle of the night or something, and it'll end up on Twitter or some shit. Video will be taken down, but before it gets taken down, it'll be bought by somebody. And it will still get exposed.
They'll probably do it in an airport somewhere. They'll probably do the trade-off in an abandoned airport.
Yeah, I would imagine. And I would imagine it's coming sooner than later. But we'll keep you posted on this. Let's move along.
You know, fast.
We got
the cancel culture.
Yeah, the cancel culture. They're going after Justice Thomas now.
Who
Justice
is this
Clarence
again?
Clarence Thomas. He's on the Supreme Court. He's the first black guy, the first black person, that is, to be on the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
He was put in there by Ronald Reagan back in the 80s.
Yeah.
But now they're trying to cancel him. They're trying to run his wife through the – well, you know, he voted against the abortion. And so, you know, they're trying to cancel this man. And, you know, it seems like they get whatever they want because what happened was the protesters showed up at his job, you know, he's a – a justice on the Supreme Court doesn't mean he doesn't have another job.
Great.
The government doesn't pay that much.
Right. This is the same situation as last 2 weeks ago's show where we talk about these people who have no lives coming to a restaurant to harass another politician. This is the same situation.
Well, they're doing it at George Washington University where he teaches or where he taught, actually. But apparently he will no longer teach there anymore because,
of
all of this shit, you know. So, yeah, they always end up getting their way by showing violence.
Great. So they just cost this man his job at teaching. Great.
Yeah. This is what they do, bro. And it's always the, the Biden supporters, the Democrats that do this shit.
Fucking mob mentality, yeah.
It is. That's exactly what it is, the mob mentality. 619-924-0815. It's the mob mentality. Now he's no longer going to be teaching. You got the other guy that was recently, you know, they were trying to kill him.
Wow.
Kavanaugh. Man accused in plot to assassinate Kavanaugh. Spoke of targeting two other Supreme Court justices. This is what's in the court documents. Of course, you don't see this on the news. I dare you to turn on the local news tonight to see if they talk about this. which, you know, they really should. Here in town, here in Houston, where I'm at, the local CBS affiliate, KHOU, they're called, you know, for Houston. Or,
yeah,
as they say in New York, Houston. They call it how they call it. They have a Houston street over there in New York, but they call it Houston. Them sons of bitches.
It's called the Windy House.
But I digress. I don't even know what the hell I was saying. Shit, lost my train of thought.
We were talking about the mob mentality and the fact that they're threatening to kill politicians.
Yeah. So Brett Kavanaugh. You know, they were, here in the news is what I was saying. Instead of showing you news, guess what they're showing? They're showing people's birthdays on Twitter. And, you know,
wow. People,
they go to their Twitter and put their users, you know, happy birthdays and shit. People I don't even fucking know. People I don't give a fuck about. This is what they're doing on the news here in Houston to keep you away from the real fucking news, you know.
Yeah, they care about showing cute animals in the news, too.
Yeah. They have another one where they show, they call it a moment of Zen. And what they do is they go out to some fucking field or something, and they might capture a bird. Sometimes it's a real nice scene, right? Or sometimes it's just the shittiest fucking scene. Like they were just driving along the fucking highway, pulled the fucking van over, got out, and shot some fucking overgrown fucking grass.
Awesome.
And, you know, they call it a moment of, they play some relaxing music in the background with a little piano and shit. And they call it, this is what they're wasting their fucking time on instead of showing the goddamn news.
That's what we waste our taxpayers' money on.
Well, they're privately owned, you know, but that doesn't say that fucking NPR, which is National Public Radio, and, you know, PBS, they're fucked to hell. And you're right. It is a waste of money. Those two companies, which are government owned and federally paid with our tax dollars, those are some shithole companies. NPR and fucking the TV one, the public television, PBS. Bunch of horse shit.
Awful.
So, you know, also, you know, the Brett Kavanaugh being, you know, you never saw anything about that on the news either. If you did, it was just a little brief. But apparently this guy was also plotting to kill, you know, two other guys or women or whatever.
Wow.
So they finally ended up charging him with attempted murder of a Supreme Court justice, but yet you don't see it on the news. If it was Justice Sotomayor, who stands with the left, or this new lady that they put in, Kentyon Jackson Brown, or whatever her name is, it would be the biggest fucking news story ever. Stop everything. This is the hypocrisy of the Democratic Party on full fucking display, and nobody talks about it, except me, it seemingly. But it's on full fucking display week after week, day after day. It's just prevalent at this point. But nevertheless, this guy is apparently, they brought some charges in on him. He was dressed in black, looked at the marshals, and then walked away before calling, you know, the Montgomery County Emergency Communications Center. On the call, apparently, he allegedly said that he was having suicidal thoughts and had traveled from California to Maryland to kill Justice Kavanaugh.
Oh my God!
Wow.
These people have no fucking life. Really.
Yeah, they're probably going to end up getting him off, saying that he was having a crisis.
Yeah, they're going to say that he's crazy.
Yeah, they're going to say he's
crazy.
Yeah, he's clearly having a mental crisis. You know, so there'll be no responsibility to this. You mark my fucking words.
Even though I don't even know how they would explain a mental crisis if he was well enough to drive to one place to another. So I don't know how they're going to explain that in court.
It's going to be a tough one, but they'll find a way. And they'll do it with a Democratic judge. They'll do it in a city where, you know, it's full of Democrats. And they'll find a way. They always do, brother. They always do. That's why this country has gone to fucking hell in a handbasket. We're there, my friend. We're fucking there. I've been saying it for 20 fucking, over 20 years. 22 years at least. Well, we're fucking there. We're all the way fucking there. Everything's a fucking shithole. There's no fucking, there's absolutely no fucking, punishment for anything. There's no justice for anything. You can get robbed up to, you know, $1,200 of your shit at gunpoint and the people will fucking walk. And it's just a fucking shithole. And it's only getting worse, brother. It's only getting worse. They're just getting started full steam ahead, baby. That's what they're doing. But mark my words, and you heard it here on the Boogie, as you always do week after week. Well, not really. I wish I could say that, but shit, man, sometimes things get in the way. And by the way, speaking of getting in the way, we have decided to start doing the show. We're talking Saturday.
Yeah, Saturdays, you know, because a lot of unless there's pay-per-views on Saturdays, which, you know.
Well, from time to time, we'll need a day, a Saturday off, regardless, and then maybe we'll do it Friday, or maybe we won't do it at all that week, because we're flexible like that, and again, we make no apologies.
Yeah, we make no apologies.
We're unapologetic. We're unapologetic, but I digress.
Yeah.
So, yeah, now the troubles in our country. I'm sorry, bro?
I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
Yeah, we're both apologizing there as we say we make no apologies. That's pretty ironic there, would you say?
Counterproductive.
All right, man, let's move along, my friend.
We have what sickens me to the core. Joy the Bear.
Joy the Bear. My condolences to Joy the Bear. And I know you don't like bears. We've discussed this highly. By the way, shout out to my colleagues, interns at work, I should say, going back to Baylor University, who turned me on to this story. Shout out, guys. Owen, Marshall, if you're listening, shout out. They turned me on to this story because they go to Baylor University up down the road in Waco, Texas. And one of the mascots for Baylor, you know, they are the Bears. They have actual real bears to play the part. Joy the Bear passed away. So condolences to Joy the Bear, 19 years old.
Aw.
Still has a sister, though. Is still around and will continue the legacy.
Mm-hmm.
So the bear will still, you know, they still have a bear. But it was her name, her real name was Judge Joy Reynolds.
Yeah.
So that was Joy the Bear. 263 pounds. Her favorite snacks were apricots and peanut butter. And her favorite activities were climbing trees and exploring the habitat that they have set up for her there at Baylor University. Her hometown is, she hails from Bandon, Oregon, from the West Coast. I'll tell you what, man, moving to Texas is the best thing that ever happened to that bear. Because Oregon is a fucking shithole. There's that state over there in Oregon that they decided to defund the police. Now the mayors, everybody's begging, bring the police back, bring the police back. You think they want to come back after you fucking treated them like shit?
Yeah, you're on your own.
You fucking schmucks.
Yeah, you're on your own, you schmucks. You're on your own.
So, yeah, hometown Bandon, Oregon, best thing that could have happened was, that she landed in Baylor as a four-month-old cub in June of 2002. Her birth date was January 31st, 2002, and by June she was here and as a Texan. So we welcomed her home, and she lived the rest of her life here, and she has now passed away. So our condolences to Baylor University and all of
its
alumni, obviously the sister of Joy the Bear, who will continue the legacy at Baylor University. Yeah. So, yeah, there we go. And shout out to Marshall and Owen, and thank you for the story, guys. And good luck to you in your future endeavors.
Yeah, good luck.
From the Full Tilt Boogie, right here on the World Generation Podcast Network, each and every week. I wish I could say that, but I can't. But I digress.
Yeah.
That's what we do around here. We do a lot of digressing.
Yeah.
Moving along.
We have
we had
the thing that was advertised for tonight during SmackDown during the Fox commercials. We had the $1.28 billion lotto for the Mega.
I want to win. Did anybody win?
I have no idea, but I never will do a lottery ticket thing because I believe those are fucking scams, all right? You're wasting your money to buy tickets just to get scammed, all right? It's all a big scam. It's all a big scam.
I mean, if I got a little extra money to throw away that week, and literally, I mean it wholeheartedly when I say throw away, I will buy a ticket.
Buying a ticket. Some people buy like 10 or 15
yeah.
tickets.
I will buy one ticket, and it's not all the time. You know, it's but if it draws my interest, I will buy one fucking ticket. But no, I'm not going to spend a shit. If you're going to get lucky, you're going to get lucky, and it's going to be with that one ticket. And of course, you know, you are improving your chances with mega tickets, but you're also wasting the fuck out of your money. Am I right, Christian? You're wasting out of your money. Just wasting money. So I'm looking to see if there's a winner, but I don't see anything on that yet. Maybe they're still tallying.
Yeah, maybe they are still tallying, you know. It takes time.
They're still rigging it, bro. They're still rigging it, bro.
Yeah, they are still rigging it. They're just drawing the biggest sucker.
Much like the election. It should have been over night. But
they
kept going. And more votes kept coming in for Biden each and every week, each and every night.
Yeah.
Until they got enough votes. And then, Biden wins. Get the fuck out of here.
I hope the next election doesn't happen like that again. I'm not dealing with 3 days worth of counting votes. I'm not dealing with it.
Hey, but you know what? In fairness, though, in fairness, that's not the first time that shit ever happened. It happened back in the day when fucking it was George Bush Jr., 43 or whatever the hell he was. And they had this whole thing with the broken Chad and the hanging Chad and this and that. And it was a bunch of horse shit, too. It ended up with, you know, Florida siding with, you know, G.W. Bush. They put him in office. And then, you know, months later, he was dealing with 9/11. And, you know, but, yeah, it happened then, too. You know, so it's happened both sides. But this time around, though, was, I think, the most crucial time, because our country was already, you know, Trump lit a fire under their asses, bro, where they started acting with their activism and all this and that and shit, and how they have to have everything immediately and right now, and they have to have abortion or they're going to fucking destroy you and set you on fire, and they have to have this and that and everything. You know, Trump was responsible for that because they didn't like the idea of him winning because, you know, he was going to expose them, which he has.
Okay.
He has exposed them, and now they just kept going, bro. They installed Biden in there. They ushered him in, just the way they were trying to usher Hillary in when Trump came in and won. They ushered fucking Biden in, and it's not even Biden making the calls. It's other people in his fucking cabinet and shit that the idiot has appointed, and they're the ones that are leading the country into devastation. Do you know that they're not even calling it a recession? We're in a fucking recession. I've been saying we're in a recession since at least February. All right? Well, finally, today, it was announced. Actually, yesterday the news came out, but it was announced today, you know. The news came out that, you know, when you're down two quarters in a row, that's an official recession. That's an official recession regardless, right? Of course, the White House is trying to change the definition of it. They're saying that we're in a growth period.
Bullshit.
How the hell are we in a fucking growth period? Fucking China owns everything. We can't even get fucking medicine. We can't even make our own fucking medicine here. It's brought in from fucking China.
The gas prices are so fucking high, people could barely buy gas.
Speaking of gas prices, these motherfuckers are over here. Wednesday, Joe Biden was running his fucking mouth. He had just come back, you know, from COVID. He was running his mouth.
The new variant, by the way.
Yeah, the new variant, bullshit, straight bullshit. Because let me tell you, they were getting on his ass. They were giving him a bunch of shit because he was, you know, going back on vacation to his beach house in Vermont or wherever the hell, right? And they're like, motherfucker, you just came from there. You came from there Wednesday, and now you're going back? And so then the next day they announced he had COVID. So I think it was all, you know, convenient, you know, COVID. It was COVID of the convenient variant, you know, is what I think it was. Because, you know, he comes back this week, and this motherfucker has the nerve to say, oh, gas prices are down 65 cents. Motherfucker, they're still up. You know, it's still $4.25 a gallon. What the fuck are you talking about? Fucking the gas prices are down 65 cents. It's still fucking $4.25 a gallon. During the Trump administration, I was paying $1.79. There was a time it got up to $2.15, and then it came back down. And then on top of that, he's fucking selling our oil off he's saying so that we can, you know, bring gas prices down. We got to sell our oil, our reserve oil that we have, 1 million barrels a day. He's
not
proud
only
of that,
but our inflation is up.
Yeah, he's making us weaker, and it's all making the dollar go down lower and the Chinese yen go up higher and the fucking Russian ruble going up higher. But yet the American dollar, the almighty dollar, has lost its fucking luster.
Yeah.
It's lost its fucking luster. And so that's where we're at. And I make no apologies for fucking that, for fucking saying what I'm saying.
Yep.
Caller, it's the ones. You're on the air on the Full Tilt Boogie Show.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's up? Not much, man. You Trump supporters get yourselves worked up a lot, man. I'm just sitting there listening, man.
I'm not a Trump supporter, sir. I'm a neutral party. I'm not a Trump supporter.
Well, we're in the same car. Me and you in the same car. Everybody else is driving different. But, man. Y'all got to be careful with some of the stuff you say, man. Like, look, I get it. You don't like the guy. He's an old raggedy, you know, bastard. It is what it is. But, you know, his record is bad enough. We don't have to invent things.
I'm inventing things? What am I inventing?
Well, for one, you just said gas didn't go down, which it did because he went over there with his begging bowl to talk to the Saudis. That was the purpose of the trip. Also, probably why he got sick. International travel, not good for an old geriatric person such as himself. Then you said the dollar's on the decline. No, actually, every country in the world is stuffing dollars into their central bank. The dollar is still the most solid currency on the planet, and every country still wants them and will continue to use them because that's usually what they trade with. Still buying oil with them, still buying vast commodities with them. The dollar is not weakened. Stop letting people tell you the sky is falling. Things are tough, but it ain't that bad.
So listen, are we in a recession or not?
Well, we've been in a recession for a while.
There you go.
So,
ding, ding, ding. Yes, so you agree with me that we have been
But
okay,
hold on.
Well, that's
great. Do you think an election has any effect on that? That was going to happen no matter who won.
Well, I mean, you know, it is what it is. I don't think the recession – I think that the recession is due to this whole, you know, pandemic that, you know, by the way, I believe they, you know, created.
That would be the correct answer. Well, I'm not going to go in and create it because hold on, man. Look, we can say a lot of things about these evil rich folk who, for the most part, have control over most things on Earth. One thing they do not do is set money on fire. So if you think they lost money to the extent that they did during the pandemic on purpose, look, those people might be evil, but they're not stupid.
Look, fellas, can we just both agree that both parties are responsible for their own decisions, okay?
Now, you know, I have also been critical of the Republican Party, just that right now I feel like the Republican Party is the party, or, you know, or the GOP or whatever, is the party that has to, you know, I mean, I feel like the planet is going downhill. Not just the planet, but, you know, really the planet, nobody cares. Okay, we got the state climate crisis going on. It's all a bunch of horse shit. And it wouldn't be this, you know, Biden is almost about to declare a national emergency over this. And if he does that, really screwed.
What do you mean?
Over this, over the climate crisis. They're trying to create a phony climate crisis. Okay.
I don't think they have to create that, man. It's either there or it's not, brother. Like, okay, you talked about recession a little bit ago. I'll give you a story for it. So right now, the majority of lumber for U.S. housing has always come from Canada. There's a certain type of wood that we get that's really good for, you know, creating and building houses. Well, they've had more warm winters in Canada over the past 3 years. And because of that, they have beetle infestations throughout that lumber that's used for housing, which meant what? Price of that lumber went up, price of shipping it went up, and became more expensive for housing and pretty much all construction. That's another form that led to, you know, the recession that you just talked about. It's another thing. Now, that's direct climate action that hurts us in a way that recession comes. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
I do see what you mean, and that's very informative. I had no idea about this, and I will be looking into it, I assure you. Rest assured. Hey, my friend.
You know, don't believe me. Look it up, my man. You know how I go.
Absolutely. Where are you calling from tonight?
Oh, I'm in Atlanta.
In Atlanta. Great. Super, man. It's great to have you on the Full Tilt Boogie Show. What's your name, my friend? I am Chuck Amuck, and with me is, you know, the resident watchdog, Christian from Philly.
Yeah, the neutral party.
Okay.
The neutral party, by the way.
The neutral party. All right, I got you. No, this is Naj.
What's your name?
Naj.
Naj, okay. Well, welcome to the show, man. How long have you been listening tonight? Did you just tune in? Did you hear Joy the Bear?
No, I didn't. About five, 7 minutes, maybe 10.
Okay. All right. And what brings you through? You were just passing through, or how did you locate us tonight?
Oh, I was on another show on Blog Talk, and I saw you guys were live. So,
yeah.
Just started listening.
Cool. Yeah. Well, cool. Well, welcome to the show, man. And thank you for that information. If you want to keep joining us, we still got more to go. You can clearly see what we have on the agenda tonight. We were talking about, I think it was the $1.2 billion lotto.
I said that the lottery is a whole scam, that people are getting scammed with their money.
Have you ever won a lotto, Naj? Any type of lotto?
No. No.
Do you play lotto?
Nah, man.
Yeah.
If I'm going to do that, I'm just going to bet on baseball. So, you know what I mean? I'll bet on baseball, basketball, football, or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'd rather do a bet like that myself, you know, like just a straight-up bet. Hey, who's going to win this game? And maybe you get points, maybe you don't, but that's, you know, we'll have to see about that. Well, Nas, if you care to keep joining. Hey, man, and so tell us more about your thoughts on what's going on in America right now. The cancel
culture.
What do
you want to talk about?
I spoke about Judge Clarence Thomas and how he had to step away from the university job at George Washington University because of protests. Apparently, he'll no longer be teaching there.
Smart move by him. Look, man, when you put forth a ruling like they did, I don't think you want to be around young women at that point. Like, that's not going to be a good experience. You know what I mean? Like, that wasn't going to be good for the school, wasn't going to be good for him. I would have walked away, too.
And we should be tolerant of this cancel culture, of this mob mentality? Is that what you're saying, that we should just be tolerant of it?
Look, man, if you want to live, you know, live your, what would you call it? I guess if you want to live with your convictions, then you show up and you stare them in the face and say, yes, this is what I chose to do and here's why. Now, if you don't have that kind of courage, then you walk away.
You mean live to fight another day, right?
I'm just saying, I don't think those kids are wrong for protesting him, and I don't think he's wrong for walking away. It was his choice. Yeah. If he wanted to fight, he could have taken it on.
Interesting. And, you know, and sometimes you do have to walk away. Sometimes you do have to walk away. You just really do.
Think about it, man. What good would come from some student recording an argument between you and a young girl? Like, dude, there's no wins there. Like, you're not going to look good no matter what.
Nas, once again, ladies and gentlemen, Nas joining us on the show. Now, what were you listening to another show, or were you on a show?
Oh, I was on another show.
You were actually, like, co-hosting or something like that?
No, I had called in. It was a friend of mine's show. But,
oh, I see.
It was about the Yankees, man. That's, you know, some good.
Oh, the Yankees. The baseball fan, huh, Nas? Yeah, I'm in Houston, so I'm a huge Astros fan.
Oh, okay.
You know, and of course we cheated, you know, to win. I embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be the bad guy.
My team are losers, the Philadelphia Eagles. Or Philly.
That's tough. Sad
so,
way Bryce Harper, though, man. That's a good dude.
Yeah. So, listen, Nas, I am going to take a break. It's time for take a little break. What I want you, if you want to stick around, we've got, you know, more to go on the show. We're going to talk about Joe Biden's wall. And Shakira and Will Smith resurfacing, a whole entire police department quitting.
I got beer.
So,
let's go. No problem.
Yeah. All right. So I'll tell you what. We're gonna take this little quick break, and when we come back, Nas will be here with us, and we will continue on. So let's move along. We'll be right back after these words on the Full Tilt Boogie Show.
Let's go to Luke and Buck, Texas. Waylon and Willie and the boys. The successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs, Newberry's train songs, and blue eyes crying in the rain. Out in Lukenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling.
Hey, this is Chuck Elite inviting you to tune in to Dynamite Fallout, a show where Christian Killjoy and I break down AEW Dynamite's weekly episodes right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. That's Dynamite Fallout, Wednesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 Central, only on the World Generation Podcast Network. Be there.
Friendly Fire Cigars. Come on in and enjoy the game. Come on in and relax with friends. Come on in and light them up at Friendly Fire Cigars, where they carry top brands such as Arturo Puente, VAO, Romeo and Julieta, Avo, Monte Cristo, Ashton, and many, many more. Friendly Fire Cigars, where they have amenities such as comfortable leather seating, 4 HDTVs with 4 separate cable receivers, Netflix, Wi-Fi, cigar locker rental, patio seating, and much, much more. Where do you want to go? Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire Cigars. 1905 South Derry Ashford. Friendly Fire Cigars. Get there. Looking for a wild show about your precious Dallas Cowboys? Check out the Puro Pinche Cowboys podcast, Season 2, coming soon, only on the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more. Puro Pinche Cowboys! Puro Pinche Cowboys!
Welcome back, the Full Tilt Boogie Show on the World Generation Podcast Network. I am Chuck Amok.
Before we continue,
always I have the resident watchdog, Christian from Philly, and Nas, who is joining us. Christian, yes.
What was happening with the two long pauses during the infomercial?
Man, what happened? What happened was I didn't have the next one in queue, and then the second time I accidentally closed out the screen on top with the X, and basically the Modelos are going down good. Can you hear me?
I know, it's just that freaked me out because I thought it was Block Talk with their bullshit again trying to kick us out.
Well, sometimes that happens, but I digress. Nas, you still with us, my friend?
Yeah, I'm still here. What's up?
Sweet. Moving on with the show, we're at Biden's wall.
Yeah.
Apparently, he has now decided to go ahead and finish the wall, or at least in some parts. they are going to try to finish some parts where immigrants are crossing through desperately, and it's many. It's overwhelming. The local areas, and so apparently they are going to build the border wall after he said he would not do it. Your thoughts on this, Christian from Philly?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's like it's kind of counterproductive, Like he said he was not going to do it, but then he does it again. He's the president; he can do whatever he wants,
Obviously.
I don't know why he would do it, but he can do whatever he wants. He's the president for now, so,
Nas, your thoughts on President Biden you know, saying he wasn't going to finish the wall, and now he's not finishing the wall, actually, but it's in that one area in Arizona where they've decided to go in and clean up after the, you know, the damage the previous administration had done, is what I believe I heard the press secretary say today. Nas?
Well, if the people on the right, like, want to applaud themselves, like, you would call this activism. So any show you listen to on the right, the main topic right now is immigration, the borders not being secure, and people flooding over. So that pressure has caused the Biden administration to do a 180 on that policy. So it's really no surprise, but that lets you know activism works.
Very grounded answer, Nas. I mean, you are really grounded. You are something else. Alejandro Mayorkas, the Department of Homeland Security, who this guy is, I find him rather strange. Like, he'll look at you, and he's got this weird look on his face with his eyes all bug-eyed, and he's just telling you it seems like total opposite of what's really going on. He, you know, authorized the new plan, which was, you know, obviously started by the Trump administration back in his term, in an effort to deploy modern, effective border measures and improve safety and security along the southwest border, is what the agency said. So, if it's causing dire situation there, I applaud them for that, for finishing that area at least. Anybody?
How about you inform security for the people who's doing security for the wall first, you know, make sure they don't get hurt?
Well, you know, I was watching an interview, and some of these local towns in the area are talking about, you know, citizens of taxpaying citizens of this country can't even go to the hospital. They just won't even send an ambulance right now because there's no room, because it's overcrowded by immigrants that have come through. And so obviously it's posed some kind of problem. Apparently the mayors are asking for help in many areas. Mayors of America ask Biden for help. It's an actual thing. I just saw an article in the Denver Post last week, I think it was, to help with the influx of asylum seekers. There's just overcrowding in the homeless shelters, in the large cities. You see a lot of madness right now. But of course, they're painting it as, the way I see it, they're painting it, you know, the left is painting it as, you know, it's a restructuring of the country, that type of deal. Nas?
Yeah.
Do you see anything?
If you're a mayor of a podunk, if you're a mayor of a podunk one McDonald's town, an easy way to get good copy is to talk about the immigrants are coming, this guy, you know. So you terrify people, they rally behind it, you get a press conference and you do your thing. To me, this has never been that much of a problem. If we were really worried about immigration policy, what we would actually do is anybody who hired somebody who was so-called illegal, then you would remove that person's license to do business in that state. And if they do it again, you remove their license to do business, period. You would make it really punitive on the people who would do the hiring, and then therefore it would be no purpose for them to come over. But since that's not actually done and all they do is round up people, send them back, and then other people come and take their place, because why? Because people are still hiring them. So until people are serious about it, man, I don't pay attention to the hysteria.
And it's tough. It's tough to gauge also because, you can go in a minute, Christian. Let me just get this in. It's also tough to gauge because, you know, there's also jobs that some Americans just will not do. I've worked in the hospitality industry, and, you know, it's really hard to find people that clean up a hotel room. It's just going to be a nightmare finding a staff and keeping a staff that, you know, has all of the legal documents that it takes to do that job. So it's you know, it's one of them deals where it's a delicate situation that has its flaws either way you look at it. Christian?
What?
I mean, what were your thoughts on what we were talking about there? The wall and, you know, the did I lose you there?
Wall?
Sorry, man.
No, I mean, the wall. No, because the wall is just like who cares, like, at this point? Like, whoever builds, just build the stupid wall at this point. Like, just build it. Like, you know? Just build
You know, some countries have walls, but I don't know. I mean, you know, I've been saying, you know, if they started it already, well, it was started under the Trump administration. They stopped it. What becomes of it? Who knows? I actually thought Biden would have knocked it down by now, but that hasn't happened. So I don't know where we go from here. He's now continuing the wall in some places. So we'll just have to see, and we'll keep you posted as we always do here on the Full Tilt Boogie Show.
Just make the wall metal. Like, fuck. Like,
I don't know what it's
wall.
Made out of, but I would imagine it's made out of something, maybe metal, I would think, or some type of material that gets hot in that Texas and Arizona sun. I don't know about California, though.
Does,
I've seen pictures.
It doesn't matter if you build it of titanium. It doesn't matter. If
people
are being pressed in one area, they're going to move towards the other. Look, if you go back to early America, and let's use Austin Powers, if you put sharks with laser beams on their heads into the New York Harbor, do you think that was going to stop the people from getting to Ellis Island who are trying to escape and get a better life? Like, no, it's not going to stop them. It's going to come. So, to me, this is all politics, man.
Nas, once again, with the level head, bringing the levelness, bringing the – yeah, I like it. I like it. It's good. It's good for the show. Sometimes I get a bit I'm out there, man. I'm out there. Shakira in the news, this poor lady, all of, 4 foot 10 or 4 foot 11, gorgeous woman. In the news lately, apparently they're trying to get her for 8 years, an 8 year prison sentence over alleged tax fraud in Spain.
Wow.
So,
I guess those hips don't lie.
It's tough, man. It's tough.
She's being charged with failing to pay the government 14.5 million euros in taxes between the years of 2012 and 2014. Interestingly enough, she was being offered a plea deal earlier this year, but Shakira instead opted to move forward with a trial. A date has not been set yet, but Shakira's publicist said the singer is fully confident of her innocence and called the case a violation of her rights. So we'll see how that plays out. Your thoughts on that, Nas?
Yeah, that reminds me to make my tax payment later on tonight, man. I'm going to make my payment because that's just something that needs to be done. But look, man, 14.5, that's a big bill to walk away from. Like, it's hard to explain a $14.5 million discrepancy. Like, you did not carry the one and it led to 14.5. Like, that's a lot, bro.
That is a lot,
I mean,
bro.
Whoever she has for legal counsel, I'm guessing they told her to take it to trial. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Usually when a publicist says something like that, it usually means she's fucked, she's losing. So.
Yeah, sound like it.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll see. We'll see. But Nas said, her publicist said, you know, let's move forward with it, or they're moving forward with the trial. Her attorney, obviously, advised to let's move forward with the trial. Maybe they're confident that they're going to win or at least get it down, because that's what, lawyers will do. They'll get it down from 14.5 with the threat of a trial. She'll end up paying, maybe $6 million, maybe $3 million, maybe $4.5 million, who knows, and they'll make it go away, I would imagine. A lot of times that's how these things work.
Right. No, the interesting thing here is if there's a trial, what does she wear? What is her attire? Like, how do you plan that out? Because you have to present her as a sympathetic figure who's being run over by the government. Like, how do you dress her? How should she carry herself in the courtroom? Like, all of those things are the things that happen.
She has to dress up like a mess. She has to have tear-stained makeup on her face to make her look like she's from crying.
Oh, my God.
You gotta sell it.
That's a great point, Nas. You got to sell that shit. Shakira, hot mess. We'll see how she dresses. And, of course, we will keep you updated on this. Because it's barely getting started. It's not barely getting started, though. This dates back to 2018, which stemmed from the allegation that she didn't pay more than half the year of each year in Spain between 2012 and 2014. So apparently, according to Spain's tax law, anyone residing in the country for over 6 months is considered a resident and therefore must pay taxes. However, Shakira claims that she did not live most of the year in Spain during that time, so we'll see how that develops, even though she did purchase a house in Barcelona in 2012, so wow. I mean, we'll see. And, of course, it will be interesting to find out, you know, to see what she wears for this trial and for the whole thing, as Nas pointed out. Thank you for your contributions on that one, Nas, and for joining us here tonight on the Full Tilt Boogie Show.
It's all good.
It's great having you, brother. So we have Will Smith resurfacing, and I had all this shit up and laid out and everything, but, you know, when I closed the screen earlier, everything went to hell, but I got Will Smith right here on the internet at my fingers.
Let's recap what he's done. It was the Oscars, which, you know, it was, Oscars are usually fucking boring. But one particular Oscar moment was when Chris Rock made a joke about Will Smith's wife, which, by the way, Will Smith was laughing in the beginning of it, by the way, when they showed the camera to his face. But then he started screaming at Chris Rock. And then Will Smith unprofessionally got up to the stage and slapped Chris Rock.
Oh, my God.
Unprofessional.
Ay, por Dios.
Unprofessional that he is. So, he's resurfaced. I don't know what he's doing, but
exactly.
Minister Chuck is not saying why he's what he's doing.
So, apparently he resurfaced, and he says that he, you know, has asked Chris Rock, or he has reached out to Chris Rock, but Chris Rock apparently is not answering. So, but Chris Rock is joking, though. He's joking that he was smacked by Shug Smith after the Will Smith apology video. Nas, your thoughts on this whole thing with Chris Rock, the slap heard round the world. And by the way, my apologies, guys, for not having Chris Rock's reaction to the slap, because that was gold in itself. And the whole thing, I should have these on sound bites, but I don't have them yet.
I should have had them, though. It was like Oscar. It was like Oscar from Madagascar being slapped by, I mean, it was like Marty from Madagascar being slapped by Oscar from Shark Tale.
Sad state of affairs, man. Hey, man, rich folk got problems too, man. I guess rich folk get out there and act a fool sometime like other people do. But, man, if I'm Chris Rock, I don't have to accept your apology, man. Fuck you. You know what I mean? So I got no problem with him not answering the phone or not wanting to talk to dude. And then as a comedian, there's no way you're not going to use this as a bit. If you're a comedian, you're just going to use it. It is what it is. So,
You have to use
it. He was laughing with it. He was laughing at the joke. The camera showed his face. He was laughing with it. The joke.
Yeah.
that's a home life situation to where, I messed up again. Let me get right with wifey. Let me do this for her. But he went a little too far.
Yeah,
I still can't believe that happened. The night it happened, we all thought, like, okay, this part of the show. And then we get the video from outside of America where, you know, they didn't cut the commercial or whatever they did at the real Oscars. We're like, oh, this is real. He really slapped this man. This is crazy.
10 years.
It was strange. Christian?
10 years. He's gonna, and you know what? It's a psychopath he is, because he gets accepted an award for a movie role he did. He tarnished his first ever award ever by doing that in the Oscars, and he's crying like a little bitch.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, you know, it is what it is. Will Smith, you know, resurfacing to apologize. I agree with Nas. Chris Rock doesn't have to accept this apology. I mean, here you have a grown man, and really he can't control his anger over a joke. I mean, I don't know. I see other issues there. And we've talked about it on this show. I mean, we talked about it. Hell, I think it was on our first episode back from hiatus where we talked about Will Smith.
The elite.
You know.
The celebrity elite.
Yeah. The whole thing is just like, it's bad publicity for Will Smith regardless. They say there's no such good thing as bad publicity, but I mean, this was bad. And he will recover, though, obviously, because he is, you know, part of the elite. But it's not going to just happen overnight because, you know, let's say, what about Chris Rock? Is he part of the elite? The elite Hollywood, baby. It's what it's all about. And, I mean, I don't know. It's going to take some time. Eventually, maybe one day, they'll be old and gray and, you know, they'll hug it out.
Yeah, I'll give you the time frame, 10 years, because that's how long he's banned from the Oscars. That's how long it's going to take.
10 years from now, they'll hug it out. Nas, you think there's a chance they'll ever hug it out?
I don't know. Don't really care, honestly, but I don't know, man. Look, like she said, in 10 years, he'll come back to the Oscars. Everybody will stand and applaud, and it'll be this big moment that he came back to the Oscars. But, you know, these rich people stuff, man.
Moving on, a police department in North Carolina, the entire police department resigned.
Wow.
They're making it seem like it was, you know, actually it's a fact. It is a fact. It happened shortly after they hired a black woman as the town, you know, the town leader, I guess the mayor or something like that they call it. Maybe the town manager or something like that.
Yeah.
The officers all resigned.
Wow.
It was
Man. In
Kenley, North Carolina, which is not too far from where you're at, over there in Atlanta, Georgia, Nas. CBS 17 reports that... you know, all of the department's officers are quitting, and now neighbors have a lot of questions about what led to the resignations. And I don't know. Well, have you guys heard anything about this? Anybody?
No, but if these are the people that are supposed to protect you and they just quit, they quit on you, all right? That's my opinion. They just quit on you. These are the people that are supposed to protect you? Wow. Weak. Fucking weak.
Pretty much. Kenley, North Carolina sounds like a place I wouldn't stop for gas, so it doesn't surprise me that the police force would carry these kind of intentions. Like, yeah, man, I'm not stopping in Kenley, North Carolina. That sounds terrible. But
I've been through areas that are like that. And I mean, I'm Hispanic. I've been through areas like that here in Texas, not too far from here in Houston, actually, where it's like, wow, you know, people have a totally different opinion or, you know, a whole different look on you if you go into the gas station, like you said. Like, it's a different feel. You get that vibe. I've had that vibe.
Stay away.
Yeah.
Stay away. But this goes back to, like, 9/11. After 9/11, we had a certain amount of hero worship for cops and firefighters that got beyond normalcy. And because of that, people took that reputation to mean that all officers were just good heroes serving to protect the public and everything else, when in reality, nah, you got a lot of raggedy police departments, you got a lot of terrible officers, same as any other industry. Only problem is they have the ultimate power, which is the choice of life or death. So in a situation where you get a new regime and everybody quits, sounds like they got a lot of bodies buried in the basement, so to say. And I'm not saying that they killed them. I'm just saying the record on them is probably not good, and accountability was not something they were going to stand around for. So,
yeah, I mean,
serve,
you know.
To serve and protect my ass. Sorry.
Yeah, they apparently cited a hostile work environment. And this happened, of course, less than 2 months after Justine Jones, a black woman, began her role as the town's newly selected city manager. So here we have a city manager coming in, and these guys all of a sudden tuck tail and run. Nas brought up an interesting point there. A very interesting point that I had not thought about yet, but I mean, it makes sense. There's a reason why these guys up and ran, just like they took their tail and let's go. We got to go, man. She's going to find out where these bodies are. Oh my God. It sounds fucked up, but you know, I mean, we've seen a lot of things that, you know, I mean, who knows? And she still might uncover some of those bodies, and they're just not going to be around. But, of course, we will keep you posted on this story as it will develop. It will continue to develop, I'm sure. This is over a week old. We did not have a show last week. I was out of town and couldn't do a show last week. But this is already 8 days old. So it's going to continue to develop, and more will come out on this story, and we will keep you posted on this and the developments of this story on the Full Tilt Boogie
Show.
Yeah,
but look, those guys have qualified immunity. It's really hard to prosecute any police officer, period. So these people are going to walk and go get on the force in other cities in North Carolina, I'm assuming. So I'm just expecting these guys to just move on and get another job.
Mm. And, yeah, that happens all too often. There's supposed to be a law that they're putting in place, though, that prevents officers from being able to do this. But, of course, if it's not in place yet, it's not going to prevent them from doing that now. So, as I said,
Biden damn sure ain't going to do it.
Who's that?
I said, well, Biden damn sure ain't going to do
it. Oh, hell.
I promise you that. Yeah. I promise you that.
Oh, man, that poor guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, shame on his family, too, man, for putting him through this. They have to know that he's not cognizant nowhere like he used. I mean, you know, he's had a sharp decline in his cognizance. We've seen it unfold on television. But I digress. Shame on his family, man. I got to say that.
Yeah,
shame on his family.
We have Jerry Jones and Little People.
Well, apparently Jerry Jones was in some trouble lately for using the word midget. I'm not even sure I can say it now. Jerry Jones is the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. In case you don't know, Jerry Jones is the owner, CEO, president of the Dallas Cowboys. General manager.
So wait, he got in trouble because he said the word midget? Isn't that what little people are?
No, they don't use that anymore, but ultimately, what do we mean by trouble? Like, Jerry's still going to be on his yacht tomorrow sipping wine with young,
say what you want to say.
Like, Jerry's going to be living the life as Jerry, so it is what it is. Like, this, okay, maybe he apologizes, maybe he doesn't, but...
Yeah. No, he did apologize, actually. He apologized, I believe it was the same day, but he did spark outrage. The little people, maybe the little people of America, I'm not sure who it was, but they sent a scathing message to Jerry Jones.
And I'm sure Jerry was terrified.
Like, and, And he came out with an apology shortly thereafter. So, but yeah, apparently
Jerry Jones has one of the great quotes in American history. He said,
"I don't have time for bad time."
No. He said, "You got to understand one thing about business. When you sit down at the table and negotiate, the first thing is get the money." And then he started laughing. I said, goddamn, that is the greatest American quote from Jerry Jones.
The first thing is get
and
the money.
And it's so Jerry Jones. Get the money. And he started laughing. It's Jerry, man.
He's also known for saying,
Cowboys training camp will still go on. Jerry will still be in control of the team and ruining their chances for winning the Super Bowl.
God,
that will not stop.
Oh, my precious Cowboys. They still haven't done anything to get better. It just makes me angry.
Steven Jones is doing his best. He's trying to keep Jerry out of the way, but Jerry always want to come in and run everything, man. So, you know.
I just think this is another excuse for people to just piss and moan online.
Well, everything is. I mean, and we do it week after week. Christian, come on now.
Yeah, but we
I
got to
go get another beer,
stuff.
Though. Take over.
We talk about serious stuff. We don't talk about little people bitching, moaning online because some guy called them midgets, all right? Hello?
No, you said what? The word. They're going to come after you. They ain't coming after me.
No, I mean, why was that, minister? Why were you so quiet?
I had to go get a beer. I tried announcing that I was going to go get another beer. By the way, yeah, Modelo, I found those green beers I like today. Modelo Chelada Limón y Sal. Oh, man, some good shit.
Yeah, you're
tasty.
Doing good, man. I'm doing regular domestic, man. I'm drinking Bud Light tonight, so I'm doing normal.
Hey, Bud Light is, nothing you know, hey, I'll do Bud Light myself, brother. I will do Bud Light. There's no shame in Bud Light. I grew up on Bud Light. But yeah, Jerry Jones. I hate to agree with you, Nas. But I mean, I'm over here. I'm actually angry about and we're not a football show here, but we do have a football show coming here in the next few weeks. The Puro Pinche Cowboys podcast season 2, where we talk about my precious Dallas Cowboys, who have done nothing to better themselves, nothing that I've seen. But
give Steven Jones his credit, dude. He's trying his best. Like, dude, think about what he has to do to keep Jerry distracted enough so they can make a draft pick and not have Jerry come in the room and say draft, you know, whatever.
Oh,
he's from Arkansas. He's good. Get him. Like, dude, they got to work around Jerry. That's hard to do.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, yeah. And then he does it from his yacht, too.
Hey, man, Jerry's no joke.
You were so on point when you say he's still going
to
be on his yacht. Shout out to who, brother?
Shout out to Tony Pollard. Shout out to Tony Pollard, man. I've been investing in him for best ball and fantasy football this year. I think he takes over for Zeke this year. So there's your Cowboy take from me.
Wow. Yes. Tony Pollard, man. Yes, absolutely phenomenal. And we shall see what happens with Zeke's big ginormous contract going forward. And we'll keep you posted on that on the Puro Pinche Cowboys podcast with Chuck Champion and that other guy. But, yeah, I digress. Moving on from Jerry Jones and the whole, little people saga, we've got the police department quit, moved on.
We have the American mayors asking for help.
Yeah, well, we touched on that earlier. I don't know if we want to get back into it. They did ask for help. They're talking about, the immigration crisis has taken over all of the shelters everywhere. There's no more room. So the mayors are asking Biden to help with the influx of asylum seekers. And, Biden has answered.
But this is the cowardly stuff I'm talking about. Basically, we got BlackRock, which is a realtor company who's been buying houses everywhere, raising the cost of living for everybody.
I know
across
this BlackRock. Yes, they are responsible a lot for this shit. Continue, not
yeah,
please.
Them, Airbnb, where people are renting out houses and apartments, and then they're not being occupied, and this creates what we have now, this bubble. Look, I'm in Atlanta. If you're paying less than $1,200, you're hearing gunshots, okay, period. Like, that's just what it is right now as far as housing in Atlanta. So when you got a situation like that, hell yeah, you're going to have a lot of people homeless. Then you got to remember this, pandemic. Man, some people ain't here no more. They're dead. And some of those people were the breadwinners of their family. And now the family had to figure shit out on the fly. And, yeah, it's hard to have stable housing at that point. But for them to say, oh, this was caused by the immigrant, man, get the hell out of here. I'm going to tell you right now, if every apartment complex in America actually looked at people's salary and said, hey, wait a minute, you don't actually make three times the rent, man, they'd have to evict half the damn tenants. Okay? So let's be honest about this shit. This is about companies paying a living wage. This is about corporations investing in the citizens of America as opposed to grifting and squeezing every last dime from them to where Americans can have a nice life, man. That's what this is about. Again, this is me yelling at the rich again. That's kind of something I do. So, sorry. Mm. That's what I do. Sorry, guys.
Yes. Pa. And you know what? Yeah. Christian? American mayors asking for help due to the, you know, people taking over at the shelters, immigrants filling up the shelters and, you know. Go ahead.
Well, they're asking for help. They have no choice but to ask for help, even though they're mayors themselves. They're supposed to be the ones who are in charge of everything. But you know what? Go ahead, ask for help. Means you're not doing your job right and not very good, but who cares? Ask for help.
Of course, you know, Governor Abbott from Texas sending out 5,200 migrants from Texas and 1,100 from Arizona from their governor. So it's Governor Abbott from Texas and the governor from Arizona, I don't know his name. Sent them to Washington by bus. They sent a total of 6,300 immigrants over there. And so now Washington, D.C. is overcrowded with asylum seekers as well. But, you know,
such
this is what
a cowardly thing to do, man. Such a cowardly thing to do. Since he doesn't have the courage to actually go after the people I just talked about because they're wealthy and they're powerful, it's easier to go after the immigrants. So you ship them somewhere else and make them somebody else's problem, and then they got to deal with the fallout of it. Yeah, it's such a cowardly thing. And then you think about Abbott to where Texas, instead of having an electric grid like everybody else, they privatize it and do their own electric grid. And then when you guys had that winter, that harsh winter, a year ago, and everything breaks down, he has no answer. So this is not a person who's serious about governing. This is a person who knows how to rally the base, and he's rallying the base by appealing to their base nature and saying, well, the immigrants did it. Oh, they did it. Hey, man, I'm tired
of
folks
part,
like that.
Part of that failure as well for the power grid issue, I also believe, was the influx of the solar power that they brought in. I don't think it lived up to the hype. Because they have plenty of solutions.
Man, that ain't solar power, man. It's Texas we talking about,
or
baby.
That wind power, whatever the hell, those stupid windmills that they have. They planted them all over Texas. And
is supposed to be secondary. But if you give what is supposed to be public institutions to private companies to where they're going to make the best, you know, buck out of everything, then, look, I got a friend who lives in Houston. He showed me his electric bill from that period where they were just gouging the hell out of me. He refused to pay it, and they ended up just taking off a lot of the money. And I don't know if that's true for a lot of Texans. But, no, we're talking about private companies grifting, man. They found a way to grift people. Like the wind and solar and all that other stuff, all that's secondary. The electric grid is supposed to be your foundational piece that works, especially when you actually need it, which would be when you have a weird winter in Texas.
Hmm. Yeah. And so, you know, and I thought it was despicable of Governor Abbott, because I also call out the, you know, the right when they also deserve to be called out. And Governor Abbott's response to the that deal with the harsh winter, I thought it was despicable. The whole thing was a nightmare for Texas. Luckily, I didn't experience any of that. Even though I was surrounded by people who did, it was a miracle that
our power stayed on the whole time.
I had power the whole time. No. My power went out for like 2 minutes tops one Sunday morning, and I was like, oh, shit, here it goes. And no, man, it came back on, and I was like, oh, God bless. But, yeah, I had power the whole time. The same thing with the flood. When the flood came, I mean, like, it was, man, it looked like a freaking river outside the road where I live. And I live in a duplex, and, I mean, it looked like a freaking river, but it never got up on our driveway. So we were blessed on that one, too.
You don't pay for infrastructure and stability, these are the things that happen when things go bad. So I'm in Atlanta, so you remember Snowmageddon in Atlanta. This was years back. The mayor was Kasim Reed. He wanted to pay for salt trucks and all these different things in case something happened during wintertime. And the people yelled at him and said, no, that's a waste of money, yada, yada, yada. Then they get 2 inches of snow down here because people in Atlanta are crazy. And these people are walking, abandoning their cars. They're shutting down every grocery store, buying milk and bread and shit like we're in Alaska. Like, dude, it is amazing to see how people don't understand that prevention could help a lot for when the bad things happen.
And there you go. So that wraps up the stories that we have. We already touched on that mirror. The breaking news that Christian brought up. However, I did have some other stories that I wanted to talk about, and they involve, well, some of them are bears. But first, we have a woman returns book to a Philadelphia library after 30 years. Philadelphia library, after 30 years, woman returns books. She was cleaning out her childhood home, and she ended up returning the books to did you hear anything about that, Christian, from Philly?
Why would you want to return a book that is past due for 30 years? At that point, nobody would care at that point.
Yep.
She had them on the table staring her down for several weeks, she said. And, you know, she just wanted to do the right thing. She just wanted to do the right thing.
Do the right thing. This is returning a stupid book to a library that's passed through for 30 years. What does that make her a good Samaritan suddenly?
So, yeah, that's what happened in Philadelphia this week. Among other things, because, you know, Philadelphia is a rough place, too, my friend.
Yeah.
Philadelphia is a rough place, too. We've had some ugly stories from Philadelphia recently. But I digress. We also have other stories that involve bears. More bears. Stop bears. We had a bear climbing a perimeter fence outside a shuttered New York prison.
Nice. You know, not even the prisoners are safe from fucking bear
attack. It's a shuttered prison, bro. It's shuttered. There was nothing for the bear in sight. But a man driving on a New York road captured a video of an unusual sight. It was a black bear climbing the perimeter fence of a closed-down prison. Yeah. He was trying to get in. I don't know. I mean, there's no food in there. He was just going to... He got lucky that he spotted that bear. or that he was spotted, and you know, the video went viral or whatever in that area, and then you know, next thing you know, you had people go make sure the bear didn't go in there, because he would have been trapped in that prison. There's nothing to eat in there. There's no picnic baskets to rob. No homes to break into, because that's what bears do.
Yeah, they contribute nothing to society.
What a snitch. He ain't have to tell on that bear. Bear's mine, he's going to do.
Here we had in South Carolina, up there close to home there, Nas, a South Carolina woman security camera recently captured a bear. Captured a video of the moment a bear strolled onto her front porch and rang the doorbell in the middle of the night. The doorbell camera at her Greenville County home started recording at about 3:30 this past Tuesday. The camera was triggered by the motion of a bear that wandered up to her front door. The video shows the bear reach out with its paw to ring the doorbell.
Oh my God.
She says the bear kind of ambled up on the porch and was reaching up around the doorbell, and there was a little nose print on the window that you can see, she said. He then looked around a little bit and went back down. And while he was out there, he ate a lot of the bird feed that she had put out for the birds. So, yeah, she's lucky the bear didn't break in. We've had a lot of bear stories here, Nas. They are nuisances. Christian doesn't like them.
They don't contribute anything to society. Like, I get dogs contribute more. Dogs contribute because they help the blind people walk around. Birds contribute because, you know, they help.
They shit on your car.
Yeah, well, you know. Like, bears, what does bears contribute to? Like, how do they help people?
No, I'm just saying, if a bear come on my front porch, I'm moving. I don't want no problems with no bear.
You
saying
go,
too big,
bro.
Too strong, too fast. I don't want no problems. But, yeah, she might not want to put out that bird feed no more.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So we'll do one or two more here. Let's see what I can come up with, because this is all, we're freestyling now. We're freestyling now. Let's see here. The UK Zoo. No, New York police officer climbs into a dumpster to rescue a trapped raccoon.
Why? this is what you think is more important than saving people? Rescuing a fucking raccoon?
Apparently, the raccoon, the little bandit, had was stuck in there a little while.
Okay.
The guy was driving by and he saw it in there, and he applied all of his training that he learned in the police academy for this moment, is what he said. Apparently, they train you to go rescue raccoon. Are you? You gotta be kidding me. There's no way. But it's on video.
Yeah, I don't mess with raccoon. Get that.
Yeah. Those are some nasty creatures right there, man. A freaking raccoon.
Again,
they got thumbs, man. Leave that thing alone.
Let him go on his own.
Again, the raccoons are of the list of animals that don't contribute to society, along with bears. They're right up there.
Just bullies, pretty much.
We had a bear, more bear news, visiting a Georgia mall. This motherfucker was trying to break in. He was trying doors.
Where are bears coming from?
This
like a fucking
bear
uprising, man.
This was back
like
reported on July 26th. A visitor to a Georgia mall captured video. Again, there's video, obviously, always. Seems to be the, you know, that's just a standard now, really. Visitor to the Georgia Mall captured video of a young bear that wandered up to the shopping center and appeared to try to open the doors of multiple businesses. They're in the city now, Nas. What do you think of that?
Then I'll move. Like I don't want no part of that.
It's Joaquima Douglas said that she was on her way to the neighboring movie theater when she spotted the black bear at the Avalon Shopping Center in Alpharetta. I said, I got to get video of this because no one is going to believe I saw a bear at the mall. she told WSB-TV down there. She posted a video to Facebook and said the bear tried to open several locked doors at the mall. The way he was waiting to get in there, you would have thought it was a dog waiting for its owner, she said. But instead it was a young bear.
They're all being led by fucking Yogi Bear to make a rebellion on the people.
Man gotta eat, right?
Yeah, and so do the bears. Well, Nas, thank you so much for joining us tonight, my friend. It's been a hell of a show. You came in right on time. Yeah.
Hey,
came in right in time.
Man. Hey, thanks. Oh, my bad.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
No, I was just going to say, yeah, thanks for having me on, man. I appreciate it. I'm sitting out here outside drinking and
nice.
Decided to call in, and it was cool, man. Y'all have a good weekend. It was fun talking to y'all.
Nas, before you leave, though, we do this on Fridays typically. However, we're moving it to Saturdays. Time will be, you know, it'll be somewhere around this time. But we're moving it to Saturday, so look for us, man. And if you ever want to pop in, man, you're more than welcome, brother. We truly enjoyed having you. You want to plug yourself
all right,
out, brother?
Oh, no, man. I don't do social media no more, man. I'm old. But, no,
all
I appreciate
right.
it, man. And I'll definitely get with y'all next time, man.
All right.
No problem. Y'all have a good one.
You as well, Nas. Thanks again for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Nas from Atlanta. That was some good stuff, man. I loved it. It was a good show.
Yes,
Christian,
it was.
Thanks for being on, brother. Thanks for being on, my friend. Like I said, we're moving to Saturdays. We'll have to talk about the time. Ladies and gentlemen, freaks and geeks, boys and girls, everybody. What we're doing is we're deciding on the time, but look for us on Saturday nights moving forward on the Full Tilt
Boogie
Show.
Yeah, we're not sorry
show.
For it. So.
Yeah, of course not. Christian, close the show out, my friend. Close the whole show out. Right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
All right, yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody. Remember, the show's going to move to Saturday night, probably 11 o'clock or 12 p.m. It doesn't matter. 12 a.m., I'm sorry. But until then, see you all next weekend. Until then, have a great weekend, everybody. Good night.
Peace, motherfuckers.
been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.